You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me. And the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Here ends the reading. Having just sent out the 72 on their mission to heal the sick and proclaim, the kingdom of God has come near you, the Lord now reflects on those who will not receive the gospel message, who remain unrepentant and reject the missionaries. They will suffer judgment and may be brought down to Hades. They'll be cast into hell. For receiving those who speak for Jesus is to receive Jesus, while rejecting them is to reject him who sent them. It's a terrible condemnation, but a biblical reality that as God is a God of mercy and forgiveness, he will not force those who reject Jesus to come to him. We have, by God's grace, the freedom to receive Jesus or reject him. At this point, the 72 return and are overjoyed at their ability to combat evil in their spiritual warfare. Demons, spirits, serpents, and scorpions are subject to the laborers in the harvest. Yet more than that, they are to rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We sometimes forget that our names are written in heaven. Life in the world causes us to question and doubt our salvation. Our sinfulness, ever with us, causes us to think our disobedience is so great, even the blood of Jesus may not cover us. With the disciples, we are blessed to have seen and know the events of Holy Week. That Jesus, who was crucified, has been raised. Our sins were nailed to the cross and buried in the tomb with him so that now we may lead new lives in him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that our names are written in heaven with your own life-giving blood as the ink. Amen. a suggested Holy Week response. Take time to pray for those who may reject Jesus and his word, that ears may be open to hear and heed the gospel message.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.